This week on Chicago Beer Pass, Nick and I are talking about his trip to Minnesota and all the events you need to grab tickets for, like Beer Hoptacular and FOBAB, coming up this month. All that more on this week's episode.
Yeah, because, you know, you got a cork popped out, boom, it flies like fucking 10 feet. We're like, yeah, let's do it.
The legend, Mr. Pete Crowley. I love Pete Crowley, man.
How's that beer? That's what you think it is.
It'll be like the stuff you hear. You ever go to, every time you go to Floyd's, all the music sounds like this. Raw, raw, raw!
Hey, and welcome to Chicago Beer Pass. I'm Brad Chmielewski.
Hey, Brad, I'm Nick White.
And we're in the studio drinking off color again.
Yeah. I think this might be the first time we've gone back-to-back for the same brewery, right?
Yeah, I had like some Noon Whistle in there, and yeah. I had the Trump beer that...
The Cinco Tupelo?
Yeah.
Tupelo?
I think I only had like one can of that, so it's not really a... Let's drink it on the show.
I hear you.
But that one's pretty good. We did that on the Hopcast recently. Mm-hmm. But if you're new to Chicago Beer Pass or the first time listening or watching this, welcome. Thanks for checking us out. What we do here is we talk about our adventures drinking, and then we dive into the week coming up, the events you should be checking out, some stuff to mark your calendars for, especially like other festivals and events coming up that you need to buy tickets for.
Yeah.
So we're drinking the Aqua Predator this week from Off Color.
Yeah. Now, this was released the same day as Eek.
Right. Right.
It was one of, I think, maybe three offerings that day. There was another one, too.
Okay.
So I would say the standard Predator might be his best-selling beer. That's the one I see the most.
Yeah, and that's the one people talk about, and people are like, ooh, I really like that one.
That's a farmhouse ale. This is the wet hop version of that. Wet hop season, of course, you know, harvest season rather.
Yeah.
You know, same thing.
So it makes sense. It's kind of fun to do something else rather than like a big just IPA with it.
That's what most people are doing. Yeah, like you said, Sticky Fingers this year from Goose switched from IPA to Saison.
Uh-huh.
And now you got a wet hop farmhouse ale from Off Color.
Yeah, see, I wasn't crazy when I thought Sticky Feathers was like hoppy IPA, and then I tasted it, and it was a Saison.
Because that's what it's always been. It's always been a wet hop.
Yeah, it says Sticky Feathers. It should be, like, dank.
Mm-hmm.
So,
for sure.
What do you think of the wet hop version of Predator here?
This is different, a lot different from regular Predator, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know what kind of hops they're using in here, but they lean more on like that spicy herbal side, right? It's not like big floral, piney, you know, like you're used to when you think of like wet hops. So I like that.
But I think I like the original version a little more. Mm-hmm. It's a little more interesting. The hops add a unique take to it, but it's not like something I'm like, ooh, yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like this is a lot cleaner and lighter than the original, too.
I think so, right? Yeah. Like, less of that, like, tart, spicy, funky kindness to it.
Exactly, yeah. So.
But, yeah, I think you should be able to find this in the stores. Like we said, it got released on the day Eek was released, and so then it was going into the market after that.
Yeah. And good for those guys, man. I remember in the beginning, they were really struggling with, they were the first local ones to come out with like a goes in a long time, right? And they had to change it and like almost educate people on what that was, you know. Now I think it's called like a blended wheat beer,
right?
But yeah. I mean, they stuck to their guns, man. Nothing they've come out with has been like a standard style that most breweries are doing, you know?
Definitely not.
So cheers to them, man, because that concept, I don't know how it was for them like in the beginning, but it seems like it's picking up steam, this concept. Uh-huh. You know,
Did you dive into your other bottle of Eek or anything like that? Did you open one up yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. I'm thinking maybe I'll take it to like a gathering this winter, mm-hmm. you know?
And what, we found out a little bit of info on the clear bottle situation.
Yeah, because we were talking about it on the show, you know, about why they went dark versus clear. And yeah, apparently they were offered clear bottles from Miller, but I think they rejected the clear bottles.
Okay.
Because of carbonation issues.
Okay. Because they were thinner. Clear bottles are a little thinner.
Yeah.
So the bottle may have exploded, where I was already kind of saying, these are highly carbonated here.
So you were onto something there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So shout out to Tooch, who relayed that information to us.
Nice. Yeah. Okay. So should we dive into this past week? I slacked off. I recorded a bunch of hopcasts.
Oh, well, so you did something.
I did something, but nah, it didn't go anywhere. I can't, like, tell anyone.
Yeah.
Hey, yeah, that beer at this place was awesome. I'm just going to let you know there's going to be some new Hopcast episodes coming out, so look for those, which will probably feature many of the beers we also will drink on here over the next couple weeks.
Right on.
But how about you? Hopefully you made it to something, or this show it will be
super quick.
Man. Yeah.
I made a quick trip up to Minneapolis. Yeah. So it's only 6 hours away from Chicago. I actually went up there for the Prince Museum. Prince's house is a museum now. So I went up there for that. And then of course, you know, it's a road trip, so I gotta hit some breweries, man. So I had three breweries in the Minneapolis area, man. I hit it's weird because Monday, the day I hit them, all the breweries are closed for some reason.
I feel like I'd heard this before.
Yeah, so apparently, like, you know, the Surly Law just passed in 2011 that allowed breweries to sell beer on premises, right? And then that coincided with a law that lifted sales on Sundays. For a long time in Minneapolis, you couldn't buy anything on Sundays.
Oh, wow, okay.
So they just started selling on Sundays. So now they're like, well, what day are we going to take off? And I guess they're working through this thing, so a lot of them are closed on Mondays.
Okay.
So we basically just hit all the breweries that were open on Monday.
All right. So what'd you do then?
So Lake Monster, East Lake, and Surly.
Okay.
Were the three.
But I don't think I've heard of Lake Monster or East Lake.
Neither have I. So Lake Monster kind of reminds you of, have you been, it's like a world market, right? But it's got a brewery in it. One of the booths at the market is a brewery.
Okay, it's like a World Market, the store with like just a bunch of random.
Oh, no. There is a store called World Market.
Okay.
No,
what I was like just the hodgepodge of like, here's some kitchen stuff, here's some rugs,
It's more of like an eatery, like a food hall.
Okay.
Kind of.
Like a food court kind of thing.
Yeah, it's like a bonanza or something, right?
Okay.
Yeah, it's like all these different shops and they all have booths and then one of the booths is a brewery.
Okay,
yeah,
that makes
sense. That's the first one I went to. That was East Lake. And apparently the guy, you know, he used to be a bus driver for the Minnesota transit system, and he would drive by that space all the time. And then when he got his affairs in order and he wanted to open a brewery, he picked that space that he always drove by.
Oh, okay, that's cool.
At the World Market. It's not called World Market. At the Bonanza.
The Bonanza. At the swap meet.
Right.
How were the beers?
The beers were solid. I had an almond almond milk stout on nitro and a black IPA.
Okay.
Their place was gorgeous. Their beers were okay, right? Then Lake Monster was a little bit better. And that's in a space similar to like, you know, where Beer Hoptacular was a few years back, like the Lacuna Art Center, right?
Oh, okay.
Where it's like an artist law space. And then
like a shared co-working kind of space.
Exactly. And it was in a space like that. And it was like, it kind of reminds you of Old Irving a little bit, but it was just a really big, like a really big barn,
a
really big modern barn, right?
Nice. Okay.
I had a couple beers there, and then I went to, and then we had to go to Surly. And,
of course, yeah. You're in Minnesota. You gotta go.
Yeah, and they still had Darkness on tap because Darkness Day was like a week ago.
Oh wow. Okay.
Yeah. So, and dude, that beer is it's waves of goodness. I didn't realize how much I like this beer. It was just like, yeah, like, you know, like dark cherry and chocolate, you know, just like really, really delicious, right? I thought it was great.
Were they still selling any bottles of Darkness? Or?
They said most of the bottles were gone completely because, you know, they distribute. You can get it here. But they had a little bit on tap, and when that was gone, it was going to be gone for the year.
So you kind of lucked out there.
Yeah.
Just hitting that up at the right time. Nice.
Yeah. So I landed finally at – because, see, the thing is, like, you know – you want to hit, you know, all the staples, right? I wanted to hit like, you know, Fulton and, you know, Summit, you know, all the places. Like, I guess that'd be, you know, Summit would be their version of Goose Island, like the biggest, oldest, right?
Okay.
But all these places were closed. So it forced us to go to these smaller breweries, which was cool, you know, cause the spaces all looked really good, you know? So I ended up at Republic, which is, it was on Draft Magazine's list of the best bars in America for like four straight years, you know? And I noticed that he's got, you know, five of his handles are from Steel Toe.
Is Republic just a beer bar, or is it a brewery?
Correct.
Too?
It's a beer bar.
Okay.
It's a beer bar. Yeah. So that's when I tried all the other breweries that I wasn't able to hit.
Okay.
Yeah, and they really take pride on having really balanced IPAs. They call them Midwestern style IPAs, where you know it's not you know, obviously that out of balance with hops like
it's a pale ale,
the West Coast. Right? It's basically a pale ale, right? It's like a 7% pale ale.
Yeah.
Really well done. The Fulton 300 I really dug, and then the Steel Toe IPA were both very, very delicious.
Fulton 300, okay.
Yeah. So
not related to Goose Fulton.
Not related to Goose Fulton. Not related to the movie 300.
Okay. You know? Interesting. All right.
But yeah, so that was good. Just chatting local beer and just hitting a few breweries up there. That's pretty much all I did this week.
That's pretty good. Hit three breweries, a great beer bar. And it was out of state. That's not too bad.
Yeah, it was a nice little road trip, man. And then there's a lot to do up there. There's a new wave of breweries up there that I didn't get to hit. And it's one of those towns that's like really finding itself. You know.
Yeah, but the drive, what is it from Chicago? If you're looking to go up to Surly or anything, it's about what, 6-8 hours?
Something like that. About 6 hours, yeah. I would say definitely get a tour of the. That brand new stadium where the Vikings play, U.S. Bank Stadium, is shaped like a ship. It's pretty cool. Okay. Super Bowl is going to be there like next year, and and then hit breweries and you know whatever else you're doing up there if you're up that way.
So it's a hike, and now that it's getting colder, it's really not probably recommended trip.
I wouldn't refer to it as a destination.
Okay.
No, like if the Prince Museum wasn't up there, I wouldn't have been there.
Okay. No. So when are you going to go back again this year to the Prince Museum? Like how many times can you go?
I think I'm done. I think I'm done with the Prince Museum, man. But dude, Prince kind of lives just like on a regular intersection. It's super weird. Like you'd expect him to live like secluded off in some mountains or in a cave or something. He basically lives on like, you know, there's like a Menards right there, you know? It's like an auto shop, the movie theater, and then there's like a Prince's house.
That's funny.
It's hilarious, man. It's funny. Yeah. But, yeah.
So. Cool. So you were there over the weekend, then now we're back here recording. All right.
Yeah.
So good weekend there. I need to step up my game this coming week, and we do have some decent events coming up that are probably worth checking out, right?
Yeah, for sure. I'm excited about things ramping up this week. Looks like, Beer Hoptacular is going to be in a couple weeks, right?
Right, yeah.
And what they're doing this year, which is actually pretty smart, is doing a pop-up event at Whole Foods. So there's a Whole Foods in South Loop. This will be Thursday, the 27th, where they are bringing seven of the breweries that are going to be there. And then they're doing, like, discount tickets. They're doing, like, a raffle. They're giving away T-shirts. They're giving away, you know, all sorts of swag. Just kind of get
the word out.
Get the word out about the event. Yeah. So that's on Thursday the 27th.
Nice. Okay. Because it is Halloween weekend, so... There are, I feel like it's a weird weekend for events, but Thursday should be good before all the parties start.
Yeah, and then you slide right into Halloween, and Boo-ha-ha used to be two Halloweens in a row. That was Juan Kim's event, but now he has that restaurant that he's running. So.
Okay, yeah.
So no Boo-ha-ha this year.
I was right, that's Kimski, right?
Yeah, Kimski's, yeah.
I was over in Bridgeport, stopped by Bridgeport for coffee, but Kimski's wasn't opening until 5 o'clock, and it was like 3:30 or
that's
something.
Late, right?
So it was Sunday, It was that. Yeah. But saw people in there and didn't even go into Maria's. Just like was like, let's get out of Bridgeport.
Yeah. I wonder how that event went this weekend because they had their 39th annual, the first ever 39th annual Illinois Awards this weekend.
I saw some photos and tweets from like Lisa Zimmer and other people like just. I feel like a lot of the awards were jokey awards.
Like really long, wordy awards.
Like the award for the guy you go see at every beer festival goes to.
Right, that kind of thing, yeah.
The brewery, like I think the brewery most likely to be mispronounced. It was like, or named incorrectly. It was like Blue Island Brewery or something.
I saw one for the guy who will never be, never turn professional brewer. The most awarded home brewer, basically.
Oh, yeah?
Like that, yeah. That's the only one I saw.
Okay. Yeah. So I think being the 39th annual first award, they were just kind of, I think, it was all just a big joke.
They just needed a reason to get together and party.
I think so, yeah.
Well, and then you look at the slow week. I mean, they were probably right.
There's sense, yeah.
Not a whole lot going on. Yeah.
So going into Halloween weekend, Are you dressing up this year?
I do have a party, and there is time. So, but no, I don't have anything defined just quite yet.
Oh, man. Yeah. You didn't get the Prince costume when you were up there?
I dropped the ball, man. I should have just went as his royal badness, man.
Yeah.
You know, got some heels and some eyeliner and get to work, goddammit.
You know everything about him. You've been there twice, you know.
Oh, man.
No, all right. So. I got mine. I'm waiting on the last couple pieces to come in, so yeah. I'll be good. So then I have, there's an event on Saturday I saw in the suburbs. Anything before that? Friday?
No.
Okay, Saturday over at the King County Krugers Stadium, there's a beer fest going on. In the stadium from 6:30 to 10.
Is that like the baseball stadium?
Yeah, so the baseball stadium, the minor league team. Mm-hmm. I feel like, oh man, I remember going to that stadium quite a bit growing up because I grew up in Warrenville area, mm-hmm. so we'd go there. I feel like the team is like the minor league team for like the Royals or the Orioles or something like that. I'm totally forgetting now, and someone's probably listening and be like, it's this, dummy.
What are they doing at this baseball stadium, man? I think they had something out there. I don't think this is the first thing they've done out there.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's pretty cool that they're doing, it's kind of like a witch fest, brew fest, I think it's called, something like that. Uh-huh. But it's a horrible weekend to do a beer fest. Like, you are going to have so many people just having Halloween parties and things that you don't want to dress up and hang out with your friends. And beer fest in the suburbs, I don't know.
This is my first time hearing about it.
Yeah, but that's happening if you don't have, like, a party to go to, or probably if you also don't feel like dressing up, it's a good excuse. Like, oh, I went to this beer fest. I don't need to dress up. I'm going there to drink beer. Mm-hmm. So that's at the King County Krugers Stadium from 6:30 to 10. I'm not sure how much tickets are.
Okay.
I missed that.
Yeah.
Yeah, check that out on Saturday, the 29th, right?
And then we can slide right into next week, man. It's November already.
All right.
Just like that. So looks like Avery's in town, man. Adam Avery from Avery Brewing in Boulder, Colorado.
Yeah.
They're going to be at the Fountainhead for a Meet the Brewers night. So that'll be Tuesday, 6 p.m. from like 6 to 11, and he'll have 7 beers on tap.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, so I like some of Avery's stuff. Mistopheles, I'm a big fan of. Rumpkin, I think, is really good, too.
Yeah, I went to the brewery when I was on that Colorado road trip
when you
thing.
Went, yeah.
And yeah, it's a huge brewery. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Staff kind of sucks, but the brewery is really nice. I know someone from Chicago Beer Geeks was just there.
Yeah,
right?
Out in Colorado, randomly for some reason. Yeah, just hitting up breweries.
Nice. It's a really cool brewery, and it's kind of in the, like, outskirts of Boulder. Like, I didn't even go into the main part of Boulder, so I don't even know, like, Boulder as, like, a legit city. I just know it as Avery's
in
Boulder.
Avery's there, right? Yeah. So that's next week. Twisted Hippo is relaunching their brand at the Green Lady next week on November 4th.
What happened to them?
You know, this was weird because Twisted Hippo, you know, we interviewed them. They Twisted Hippo, they would throw these dinners at their house. They'd have like 25 beers on tap. They were really into, you know, home brewing, right?
Yeah.
And then they decided to make the leap and go pro. And then they joined forces with, Rude Boy, right? Which was like,
yeah.
And they focused on sour beers, I think. So they joined forces and became like Rude Hippo.
Yeah.
Right? And then it was cool because they were like two couples that ran this brewery, you know? And then, yeah, I guess they just decided to split, and now they're going back to the original format, just the one husband and wife.
Okay.
As Twisted Hippo. So they're relaunching at the Green Lady.
Yeah, because I remember seeing them at festivals and just different events.
Like, yeah, and they're super cool. Super cool crew. I like their beer. I haven't had their beer in a long time, so.
Oh, yeah. I feel like last time was maybe a Hoptacular like two years ago.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
So they're relaunching next week. That's on November 4th. The day before that, November 3rd, Hitachino. Hitachino Nest. I don't know if you've ever had their beers.
Yeah, I have.
Little stumpy bottles from Japan.
Overpriced.
Yeah. They're doing a beer dinner at Roca Accor.
Is it like $500 just for the beer?
It's like $65 a ticket. Their beer is really expensive. I remember the one, I really like their, I do like some of their beers. I remember when Japan had that issue, they shut down their brewery and just purified water.
Okay.
24/7 because they had like some kind of nuclear
plant got hit by the hurricane or got hit by the tsunami.
Yeah, tsunami. Yeah, so they'll be in town next week at a sushi restaurant doing like a 6-course dinner.
What day is that?
That's on November 3rd.
November 3rd.
Yeah, 7 p.m. So that's next week.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. And then I know we got FOBAB coming up.
Yeah, that's the 12th.
And then Hoptacular, Beer Hoptacular is coming up.
Hoptacular is next weekend.
The following weekend.
Yeah.
The first weekend of November.
Yeah.
And it's not at the Aragon, right?
No, it's going to be at CineSpace, which is across the street from Lagunitas.
Okay.
Yeah. So all those buildings were owned by Ryerson Steel. And then it's like 9 buildings. And then most of them got sold to CineSpace. CineSpace is leasing their one of their buildings, the biggest one, to Lagunitas.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's down in Douglas Park. So you're talking like 18th and Western. Western. I don't know why I'm talking like that.
Giddy on up.
18th and Western.
Cool. Okay. Yeah, I know tickets are probably still available. They're usually 2 sessions.
Yeah, and this is the return of Beer Hoptacular because it took a year off. I think Brian Ferber and one of those ticket agencies that he worked with, they were running it. Then it took a year off, and now it's a Lou Dog Events production.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to be judging the homebrew again this year.
Whoa. Okay. Yeah.
So there's a handful of folks. There's like Marty Nachel, our buddy. There's some buddies from the Art Institute. Not the Art Institute, the Beverage Institute. Mike Miller from Delilah's, who's a riot. Steve Hamburg, all these guys get together.
I haven't seen Steve Hamburg probably since the last FOBAP.
Yeah, I get to see him maybe like once or twice a year now.
Yeah. Damn.
So we all get together at like 8 in the morning on Saturday to judge homebrew before the Saturday portion kicks off.
Okay.
That's always fun. Just talking beer with those guys, like all the guys that have been doing that been in beer long before I thought about going in beer.
Yeah, it's gotta be fun judging homebrew because you at least you've been drinking beer for so long, you know, like, yeah, that's not good. That tastes like a homebrew. Or you just know, like, little things that just set homebrews apart from better homebrews. Like, I think it's an easier thing to judge if anyone's looking to, like, start judging beer. I think homebrew is, like, an easier thing to look at.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
So that's all the events happening this week and kind of coming up. We'll probably mention Hoptacular again. We'll mention FOBAB again.
And we'll both be at FOBAB.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
I may be at Hoptacular.
Yeah. I think I'll be there one of the days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got to confirm that and check my schedule, you know, have my people call their people and all that. But we always wrap up the show with some beer news. And there's a couple things happening. What do we got?
Yeah, we got a little bit of beer news, man. We'll start with Carlsberg out in Ireland or England or wherever they are. They have a 133-year-old lager that they are reproducing with Brooklyn Brewery. This sounds eerily similar to the project that the University of Chicago and Great Lakes put together a few years ago where they created this Mesopotamian beer. It's supposed to be the first beer on record, you know.
Yeah.
They sent these scientists over there and like and recreated the world's first beer, basically.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And that was cool. They recreated it the way it would have been then, even all the way down to the drinking utensils and the festival, you know, and the,
right.
And the bowls.
Yeah, I remember hearing all about that.
And then they rebrewed a modern version. Like, this is what it would taste like today. Cool. You know, so they're doing something similar to that. Apparently, they found a 133-year-old bottle of lager, and they propagated the yeast from that. They're connecting with Brooklyn Brewery. Okay. There's a small documentary on it. There's a trailer for it. We'll put that up on the Facebook page.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. So that's coming out this week. Our friends over at Beer Miscuous, who've been guests on this show. We actually recorded an episode from there.
Yeah, we did. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of FOBAB, they're giving away a pair of tickets to FOBAB. So apparently they got 4 tickets to FOBAB to give away. And all you have to do is sign up for their
newsletter?
Yeah, for their newsletter. Okay. Drawing a blank there. Yeah, sign up for their newsletter by October 28th, and they'll give you instructions on how to enter into a raffle that will get you FOBAB tickets. FOBAB, of course, both sessions are sold out.
Yeah, all three sessions.
Right? All three sessions.
That's probably, yeah, check that out. Like, definitely take advantage of any of those ways to, like, get tickets, even if you're just buying them, but to get them for free, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, and if you haven't been to FOBAB, what's wrong with you?
What?
You need to go. So it's the best party in this town.
Cool. All right. And then I know there was a list floating around that went around today.
Yeah.
Of the, what, best new breweries in Illinois. Or it said Chicago, but
yeah,
most of them were in the suburbs.
Yeah, right. So this is Meet Chicago's Best New Breweries. Some fella named Matthew Powers, whose Twitter handle is Sports Chips and Dip, came up with this list. And yeah, to your point, most of them are in the burbs. Miskatonic, let's see, Pollyanna, which is in Lamont, New and Whistle, Winer in Chicago, Hardware Brewing in North Aurora.
Yeah, so this one was kind of interesting to me because I know my mom's out in that area, so I'm going to have to look this up next time I'm there because I have not heard anything about Hardware.
Yeah.
And if they want to like send us beer or come on the show, we're more than welcome to have them.
Yeah, for sure. It says they operate a 1.5-acre hop farm out there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mini orchard, all kinds of stuff. Arrowhead Ales out in New Lenox. I think that's the South Burbs.
Yeah, I don't know them either.
Sidelight. This list says Chicago breweries, man.
It's like half suburban.
Sidelight and Wakanda.
See, I don't think Wakanda's a real town.
Yeah, that's the town that the Not Your Father's Root Beer dude is in.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, so this must be brewed at the same place or like nearby there.
Yeah.
that town cannot be that big to have like a couple people that are brewing.
Yeah. Metal Monkey out in Romeoville. I've heard of them before.
Yeah.
Microphone Brewing. We've all heard of Microphone.
They
are not new.
They have been around since the sketchbook. And didn't they go under?
Who? Microphone?
Microphone, yeah.
No, Microphone didn't go under. You're thinking of up in Edgewater. The husband and wife, their thing was about dogs and cats. Who were they called? They bit the dust.
Oh.
We'll come back to that.
The Microphone was...
No, Sketchbook was 2015 Rape Beer's Best New Brewery.
Not the Sketchbook.
No, I'm sorry. Microphone. No, Microphone.
Okay. Microphone, but they came around when the Spiteful and...
Yeah, 18th Street.
Pipeworks, 18th Street.
Yeah, they were all part of that kind of like brotherhood. Yeah, where they all kind of... worked together on projects and like
who was the brewery that was brewing out of Atlas Burnt City?
Oh, you're thinking of Slapshot.
Slapshot because they were like, I felt like they were like buddy buddies.
Yeah, and then Slapshot decided to just close their doors. He's risen from the ashes, man.
And Microphone was the brewery, or he was gonna brew it. Not Finch's at the time, whatever Finch's was before that. Break Room.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's right. It's Chicago beer scene is so moving so fast that it's really hard for like one crew or one show to keep up with. Yeah, there's all these iterations.
So Microphone is not new.
Microphone is not new. In fact, I'm not sure why it's on this list as being new. Miskatonic. I went to Miskatonic. That's a great space. You know, a funny story about the Miskatonic dudes. They were saying that because they're in Darien and they were looking in Naperville.
Okay.
But Solomosa, Naperville. So the guy who was going to lease them space was also leasing Solomosa their space. And he said, hey, man, I can't put all my money into this craft beer thing, you know. So he wouldn't lease to him. So they ended up in Darien, which is funny because, I mean, what's hotter than craft beer right now? And I hate to use the word hot. I sound like a used car salesman. But, you know, it's leaps and bounds, man. Bursting at the seams, man.
Yeah, it is. That's
Alter Brewing out in Downers Grove. It's a pretty long list around the Bend in Chicago,
mm-hmm.
Hopewell.
Yeah.
It's a pretty big list. Oh, and next week's guest on Chicago Beer Pass is also on this show.
From Motor Row.
Yeah, Motor Row Brewing.
So a little tease.
Yeah. So Motor Row, man, they've got a really cool story. Frank used to brew at Goose Island. They're about 2 years old now near the South Loop, actually in the Motor Row neighborhood.
Uh-huh.
And they're in an old car dealership building. We'll let him tell the story, but he's got his beer in at Soldier Field.
Nice.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
So that'll be next week's episode.
Yeah.
And is that all our beer news then for this week?
That is it for news, man.
All right. Well, then that does it for this week's episode. Nick, where can people find you or get in touch when you're not here recording?
Right on, man. I'm on Twitter at Nicosio.
And I'm on Twitter at BRad. Chicago Beer Pass is on Twitter at Chicago Beer Pass. Website, chicagobeerpass.com. All the episodes get posted there. Links to iTunes, Stitcher. The video version is on YouTube as well. Even testing out a little stream on Periscope this week. So I'm always trying out new things with the show. So check that out. Follow us on Twitter to find out, I think, keep up with that. And then the Facebook page, / Chicago Beer Pass. I know we're always posting photos there. Random places we're drinking at, tap lists, things like that. Check that out.
Right on.
So Motor Row next week. That does it for this week's episode. Thanks for listening.
Cheers.